Ever get that feeling like you're kind of on the outside looking in? When developers start talking about good code, like it's a secret club with its own language.
Oh, yeah, it's like a whole mystique.
We're diving deep into that today, literally, with research. From a 2023 paper, Empirical Software Engineering is the name of the journal.
Ooh, fancy.
They actually
Well,
talked to 34 developers, teachers, students, the whole mix.
so real people, not just theories.
Exactly. So what's the big secret then? What do they say makes good code good?
You're not gonna believe this.
Hit me.
Readability.
No way, seriously.
Seriously, it's like the number one thing they all agreed on.
I guess that kind of makes sense if you think about it. If it's easier to read, it's easier to work with.
Exactly. Like less brain power just figuring out what the code's doing. You can focus on the actual problem.
Imagine like trying to debug someone else's code.
Oh, don't even get me started. It's like trying to read hieroglyphics sometimes.
But if it's well written, boom, you can jump right in.
Yeah, less time deciphering, more time fixing. Plus, teamwork. Huge.
Right, because you're not just writing for yourself, usually.
One of the developers even said something about this. Let me see. RD1, yeah. They were like, readability, team projects, basically, is the only reason. And then they said, if you are writing code for yourself, doing something only you need, and you can do it in a day, and you don't need to return to the code, which is usually what you tell to yourself, but you do need to return.
Haha, yeah, I'll never need this again. Laugh.
Every developer's told themselves that at some point.
So readability is king. Got it. But there was something else too, right? About how the code is organized.
Yeah, structure, super important, modules, cohesion, all that
My
jazz.
brain's already hurting.
Think of it like building a house. You wouldn't just like start throwing bricks around, would you?
Hopefully not.
You gotta have a plan, the blueprint. Code structure is that blueprint. Makes it way easier to understand and change later on.
And speaking of easier later on, maintainability, right? That was another biggie.
Huge. It's like the top two goals for good code, according to those devs, comprehensibility and maintainability.
And I guess structure plays into both of those, right?
Absolutely. The more experienced devs, they were all over that.
Interesting. So, like, as you get better, you start to see the bigger picture more.
Totally. You know, when you're starting out, you're just focused on making it work.
Just trying to get it to not break, yeah.
But then you realize, oh, I gotta work with this thing long term, gotta make it easy for myself and others to understand.
Low coupling, that was another thing, right?
Keep things as separate as possible. Like imagine you're building with Legos.
Okay, I'm listening.
You can have a bunch of cool little creations all independent, or you can have this giant tangled mess where if you move one piece, the whole thing falls apart.
Low coupling is like the independent Legos, then.
Exactly. Easier to change things up, less risk of breaking everything.
So, readable, well-structured. What else? Documentation, I bet that came up.
Oh, for sure. High on the list.
But there's a catch, isn't there? It's not just about writing more comments.
You got it. Some devs, they actually prefer what they call self-documenting code.
What's that? Like the code writes its own manual.
Kind of. It's about using really clear, descriptive names for everything.
So, like instead of X and Y, you'd use customer name and order total.
Exactly. Makes it way easier to follow the logic just by reading the code.
Like the code explains itself.
There was this one dev, CK2, who said, and instead of adding comments here, I would consider it more reasonable to extract methods here that get meaningful names so that you could read the code based on the method names, which is not possible right now.
So method names are like little signposts guiding you through the code.
Pretty much.
And can we all agree that commented out code is the worst?
Ugh, the worst. Clutters everything up. So
Like
confusing.
just delete it already. Or use version control, you know, track those changes properly.
Exactly. Okay, ready for another interesting tidbit.
Always hit me.
So experienced devs, they cared a lot about correctness, like making sure the code actually works.
Okay, that makes sense. You'd kind of hope they care about that.
But here's the thing. Beginners, they were more hung up on documentation.
Huh. Why do you think that is?
I guess when you're starting out, you need more explicit instructions, right?
Like learning to cook, you need that detailed recipe.
But then as you get better, you can kind of wing it more.
So, experienced devs, they've internalized the rules. They can focus on making sure the code does what it's supposed to.
And that brings us to, I think, a really key takeaway from all this.
Lay it on me.
Code quality, it's not just about the little things, like individual lines of code.
Oh, here we go. Getting all philosophical.
It's about the big picture, too, the architecture, the design, how everything fits together.
So it's like if you're building a house, You can't just focus on making the bricks look pretty.
Exactly. Got to make sure the foundation's solid, the walls are straight, the roof doesn't leak.
Otherwise, that beautiful brickwork doesn't really matter much, does it?
Nope. The whole thing could come crashing down.
It's like we're looking at the whole house now, not just the individual bricks.
Yeah, zooming out to that bigger picture.
Got to make sure all the pieces fit together, right?
Exactly. Like, what good is a fancy staircase if it leads to nowhere?
Speaking of blueprints, I noticed something interesting in the paper itself.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
They don't actually define good code.
Huh. So what do they do?
It's more about, like, capturing what developers value.
So less about rules, more about understanding their mindset.
Exactly. It's like asking chefs what makes a great dish instead of just reading a cookbook.
And just like with cooking, there's no single right answer, right?
Totally. Depends on the project, the team, even the individual developer.
Everyone's got their own style, their own preferences.
One thing that kept coming up, though, was teamwork.
Makes sense. Code's rarely a solo mission these days.
One dev, JJ3, put it this way. You can often further simplify code, optimize, and that can sometimes go on until you reach a point where it compiles undoubtedly very quickly, but where, as a human being, you cannot read it easily anymore.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that happen.
They go on to say, so I think it is important that it's still is a bit readable.
It's like that balance, right? Efficiency versus readability.
You don't want code that's so optimized, it's basically gibberish.
It's like a super fast race car that only a handful of mechanics in the world can understand.
If it breaks down, you're kind of screwed.
Exactly. So, yeah, got to keep that human element in mind.
So how do we strike that balance then?
It's tough. No easy answers. But one thing is, keep it simple whenever you can. Clear names, break things down into smaller chunks, don't try to be too clever.
This makes me think about tools, you know, like static analysis, automated testing.
Oh, yeah, those can be lifesavers.
Did the paper talk about those much?
It mentioned them, but not a ton. But in real life, they're super important.
It's like having a robot proofreader for your code.
Pretty much. Catches errors before they become problems.
In testing, that's like having a safety net, right?
Exactly. Make sure your code actually does what you think it does.
But even with all the fancy tools, there's still that human element.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Tools can help, but they can't replace good judgment.
Like a power drill helps you build a bookshelf faster, but you still need to know how to build a bookshelf.
Exactly. Gotta have that knowledge, that experience.
So this whole deep dive, it's really shown that good code, it's not just about rules.
It's about understanding the why behind the rules.
And applying those principles to your specific situation.
It's like the difference between a house and a home.
Ooh, I like that.
A house is just a structure, but a home, that's where life happens.
A good code has that same feeling, you know? Like it was built with care.
Exactly. There's thought behind it, intentionality.
This has been a great conversation, but all good things must come to an end. Okay, so wrapping things up here, we've covered a lot about good code, readability, structure, documentation.
Yeah.
Even how teamwork plays into it all.
And we even got a little philosophical there at the end.
We did, didn't we? But it's all connected, right?
Absolutely. It's like any skill, the more you practice, the better you get.
You don't just wake up one day and magically know how to write perfect code.
It's a journey. You got to keep learning, keep experimenting.
And be open to feedback too, right?
Oh, for sure. From other devs, from the code itself, even.
Like, sometimes the code's trying to tell you something. You just got to listen.
Totally. It's like, okay, this is getting messy. Maybe I need to refactor this.
It's like sculpting, you know?
Yeah.
You start with a rough idea, and then you kind of chip away at it until it takes shape.
So for all you listeners out there, here's a thought to chew on.
I love a good thought to chew on.
If you had to make your own code quality scorecard based on all this, what would be your top priorities?
Ooh, that's a good one. Would you go all in on readability? Or maybe focus more on making it easy to maintain.
It all kind of depends on what you're working on, right?
Big project, small project, solo mission, team effort.
But those core principles we talked about, they apply no matter what.
Readability, structure, good documentation. Got to keep those in mind.
If you can master those, you're well on your way to writing some truly good code.
And maybe even inspire others to up their game too.
That's the dream, right? To make the whole code base a little bit better, one line at a time.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into good code. Until next time, happy coding, everyone.